Hamilton and all the faculty actually had some extension responsibilities, as we're still doing. And Hamilton's office was up here on the second floor. And often people would come in with something to identify. And it's reported that a woman came in and had a dead mouse, and probably a white-foot mouse, paramyscus. The secretary on the first floor, after she got a breath, said, "Well, you'll have to go up and show that to Dr. Hamilton. His office is up on the second floor," and gave him the office number. And Bill was busy studying something, and the lady came in with a dead mouse. And of course, he welcomed her, and she explained that she had it and didn't know what it was. And he said, "Well," he said, "you know," he said, "there's two kinds of these mice here." And said, "They're very similar in appearance," which is true. White-footed mouse and deer mouse look virtually identical. But he said, "One of them's deadly poisonous." And so he pulled the mouse apart and took a bite of its hind leg, began chewing on it, and all of a sudden grabbed his chest, fell out of his chair, and began thrashing around catatonically on the office floor. The ladies reported to have gone screaming out of the office down to the first floor saying, "There's a man dying upstairs. He ate a poisoned mouse. He's dying upstairs." And so this brought everybody running up to Hamilton's office, and they got up there, and here he was sitting at his desk as if nothing had happened.